I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 948, Whack-A-Mole. You ever played that arcade game? You know, you've got this rubber hammer, and you're facing a dozen or more holes, and quicker than grease lightning, a mole will pop its head out of the hole, and your job is to whack it back down again as fast as you can. Okay, it's just a game. The moles are not real. They're mechanical. So no animals are injured in this activity. However, many of us play whack-a-mole games when it comes to our true feelings. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us that our job here on earth is to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love others as we've been loved. Now let's be honest. We don't know how to be honest when it comes to our feelings. We're often embarrassed by our feelings. Like we can't let other people see our true feelings. We've got to whack them down before they're known and seen, and then we have to deal with them. Well, especially followers of Jesus, we're not supposed to be angry, are we? Or hurt, or disappointed, or can we ever be sad, or disgusted, or fearful, or frustrated? Well, you get the idea. And so we end up treating our feelings like moles that must not be named, and instead must be whacked promptly. And often. Where did we get that crazy notion? Do we read the Bible? I mean, certainly David in the Psalms all over the place, or Job throughout the whole book toward the very end, or Moses or the prophets were not adverse to sharing their emotions, and they shared it boldly. They said, "This is what I'm feeling. This is where I'm at." They freely told God and anyone else who would listen when they were upset. And God's reaction? Well, he seemed to honor that, not send the proverbial lightning bolt to zap them to ashes. Listen, friends, we're healthier to acknowledge our emotions and deal with them with God rather than try the whack-a-mole approach and hide them from God and from others who can love us and help us. God is there to help us with whatever we're feeling. Paul wrote to the Philippians, "Don't be anxious about anything, but here's what we do when we're anxious. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." David and Beth Borum wrote, "Remember, feelings make terrible masters, but important messengers." That means feelings are not facts. But it is a fact that we have feelings. Let me do that again. Feelings are not facts, but it is a fact that we have feelings. So emotions can't simply drive the bus of your life. Just ask Samson, who let his emotions turn into rage and it ruined his life. Or you can ask David, who let his emotions of lust turn to adultery and eventually murder. And emotions can change on a dime. Man, we hear a song lyric or smell something or we have an embrace that we didn't expect, or a word is spoken, and it can break our hearts or move us to tears or move us to action. So this episode is about seeing and saying what you feel so that you and the Lord and those you love can deal with what's real. That's the better way, not whack-a-mole. Here's the great question. Are there any emotions that you're burying right now because you don't think it's appropriate that you should have them? They need to be brought to the light of God's love in a way that is safe and healthy for you to process. Let's pray this prayer adapted from prayerideas.org. Dear God, I come to you asking for help in keeping me strong and healthy in body, mind, and spirit. I thank you that because you created me, you know my inner thoughts. You know all of my fears, my hopes, and my dreams. Only you know my personality, and only you know all of my emotional needs. I pray that you will continue to develop me in the graces that create emotional wellness. I pray that you will renew my mind daily and keep my thought process clear. I pray that you will help me handle my emotions well. I thank you that you understand my feelings and that you hurt when I hurt and you rejoice when I rejoice. Guide me to use and express my emotions in appropriate and healthy ways. Calm me when I am distressed and anxious. Alert me when I am overreacting. Prevent me from acting before I think. When I am overcome with negative emotions to the point where I am interfering with my own life, guide me to seek help from others. Open my eyes to activities that can replenish my mind and spirit. And most of all, draw me close to you. Fill me with faith, trust, love, grace, and peace. Let me sit at your feet and in your presence, safe and secure in you. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 949. In the meantime, you know, I usually think in terms of song lyrics. I remember the song, Feelings, oh, 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 Feelings. Well, hiding them doesn't help. Pretending doesn't help. But finding a godly, safe, and loving way to see them and say them so God can help you understand them is the only way forward. Please, don't treat your feelings like whack-a-mole.